one of the challenges in the principles of establishment of AU and even the previous body, OAU, the Organization of African Unity, is the principle of non-interference in local state politics of member states. So you find that there could be a lot of drama in DRC Congo. There are problems in Senegal with the postponement of elections. There are so many conflicts, the Ethiopia-Somali crisis that is brewing up. But the principal state first is non-interference. And then the regional body, in this case, East African Community for the DRC Congo or the COMESA region for, again, DRC, to come into play to first attempt to resolve that problem before it being escalated to the African Union. But again, the leadership of the union's hands are tied.
At the start of this current summit in Addis Ababa, the chairperson, Musa Faki Mahamat, was imploring the leaders to try to do their best in resolving conflicts on the continent. And how would they do it if they believe in non-interference?
That's an inherent contradiction in terms of speech and action. So you will find this general blanket statement, like I say, cessation of hostility. But when you want to get to tangible action points or tangible things that need to be done within a certain time, the African Union really can't do much about it. That's the sad nature of it. Unless you find that a decision has been made maybe at the UN Security Council and then African Union has been mandated to take a lead.
I want you to talk about Raila Odinga wanting to be the new chair of the African Union. What's your view?
One is a deserving individual in terms of getting the position. You know, there are few remaining African statesmen of his caliber. So him being nominated truly fills in that role. And I think it is a good candidature for the country, for the region, East African community, and also for the continent itself.
Now, in order for Raila to get that job, does he have to be nominated or approved by President William Ruto? I'm asking this question because depending on who you talk to, some people might think Raila has been a polarizing person, particularly since the last election. So does he need Ruto's approval?
The position is you're fronted by the government of the day. It's the Kenyan government, really. That supports your candidature. So the government of President Ruto has endorsed that decision, and it will play its role in fronting Raila, the Kenyan candidate. Yes, historically, he has been polarizing because of the electoral campaigns that have been happening. But on this particular note, this is the coming together of a Kenyan leader, putting aside their parochial national interest and fronting an individual to represent Kenya at a continental level.